We are very interesting people. We take on a trip what we don't need at home. In a month's time at home, how many things do we need, do we go through? How many things do we have that we have to have pressingly from our medicine chest? Oh, we have it in our medicine chest because it was used once or twice, and then we have it. We have clothing in our closet that hangs there, and we wear it maybe once or twice. Maybe we're the type of person who likes to change clothes every day and every moment virtually, and so we do these things. How strange we are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We take on a trip what we don't use at home. This is so often the truth about us. When we go on a journey, we think, what could we possibly need? What could we possibly use? Would we have a use for this shirt or this jacket or this vest? Will we have a use for these pair of trousers or those pair? Are they going to be trousers that match the color scheme that I want? Is this sweater too much? Or, hey, I like both sweaters. Of course, I never wear them at home. But so I'm going to take them along because it might be chilly and might be interesting. But I better take a jacket, too, because if I am going to be cool, I want to be comfortable. And all sorts of things. We think to ourselves, what are we going to take? Now, stop and think for a minute. Just in your mind's eye, take a look at your friends. Here you are, as I often do, go off to Switzerland or Germany or Italy or Nigeria and go down to Thailand and go to Taiwan and go off to New Australian places all over the world. And as I do these things, and as I am in these places, I think to myself, what am I going to do? So, I buy clothing, or I have clothing that is comfortable for me to wear. And I take them along. Then, as I am somewhere, I am not one to observe other people and see what they're wearing to see what they're wearing. But if I do it now, for an example, I'm doing it now for an example. Say, for instance, I look at this person. And I go with them to a meeting. And they're wearing a specific dress. And it's a pleasant dress. It's a dress that is nice looking. They look, it's a business type dress, almost like a business suit dress. And they look very, very dapper. And so we're at this meeting. And the meeting goes very well. And after the meeting, then we go out and have dinner. And after dinner, we go home, and then we sit around and talk for a few hours while we are chatting before we go to bed, and thinking of philosophy and ideas, and that person wears that same outfit there. Then the next day, out comes the same outfit again. That person puts on that same very charming outfit, very proper-looking outfit, very business-like outfit, and we go off to two or three other meetings, two or three other activities in which I speak before different groups. And as I am speaking, I happen to notice that there they are wandering around the groups of people, taking down their names and addresses so we can put them on our mailing list, and making the sale of our books and the sale of our pamphlets so that these people have available to them the various things that we have. And these people, especially this one person, is wearing this one beautiful suit dress, and she looks very charming, very nice. No spots on it. It is a very good quality dress, good quality material. If you get a spot on it, you can wipe it right away and you don't even know it. Well, this goes on for a solid week. And I'm only saying this now because I am making myself consciously aware of a particular situation. So now, here we are, day two. Same dress comes out. Day three, same dress comes out. Day four, five, six, seven, same dress comes out. Day eight, a different dress comes out. Why? because the seminars are over, and now it's a time to relax. And it's another lovely dress, another very attractive suit, but it's a different one. And for her, what it says is, it's time to relax now. The show is over. Now it's time just to be myself and have fun. Now, if I were not telling myself consciously to be aware of what that person was wearing, I wouldn't recognize that they had the same dress on day after day after day, because it looked proper. It looked well cared for. Perhaps they touched it with an iron or something, or maybe it was clothing that you didn't have to iron, that always maintained a nice looking presence about it. We don't really see other people's clothing. We see their charisma. We see their magic, but we don't see their clothing. And so often we make such a big fuss about wearing different clothing and having different clothing. Now, when a man goes to an office, he wears a suit of clothing, and he has a suit, perhaps. And his suit is the same suit that he wears every day. Now, how many sport coats does the normal person have? One, maybe two. And how often does he wear the sport coat? Whenever it is the occasion to wear the sport clothes. Does someone say, oh, that's the same sport coat you wore yesterday? Is that the same sport coat you wore 2 weeks ago? Is that the same sport coat? I remember that. You wore that to our wedding 10 years ago. Well, that could very well be true. That could very well be true. I have in my closet suits that I have worn 30 years ago, which are in exquisite shape, excellent condition. I just don't wear them anymore because they just are not exactly the fit that I want. And this is what we do. This is what we do. We take on our trips more than we really need, more than we would ever use at home. At home, we wear one or two suits of clothing that please us, one or two outfits that delight us, and we do wear it because we want to be warm, or because we want to be cool, or because we want to be nice looking, or because we want to be casual. And we have those things there because of that. Now, why is it that we, generally speaking, take more on a trip than we need? Why is it that we do things on a trip more than we would ever need at home? Now, if you got trinkets or toys or a computer, you got to take the plug and you got to take the computer, and that has its own specific category, but usually you carry it outside your suitcase if you're going to fly. Now, inside your suitcase you might have your tape recorder. Now, my tape recorders have become so small that they're smaller than a package of cigarettes. Who remembers what a package of cigarettes looks like? They're smaller than a Hershey candy bar. A very small device. And I do not need refills, only batteries for it. And I could have a rechargeable battery in it if I wished, but that's more bother than it's worth. I just take along one little packet of batteries, again the size of a Hershey bar, and so the two together are like having two Hershey bars, and I have batteries, and the chip within the recorder gives me the 500 hours of recording. Unbelievable. And I can even get one that gives me more, but I'm not going to use it. And I take my recordings when I make them, and I put them onto my computer right away. And that way, I have a backup on the computer of anything that I've done. And then, I use my iPhone, which is my trusty little telephone, which has on it all sorts of games and toys and things, and it also has a camera. And the pictures that I take with my iPhone are almost as excellent as the pictures I take with my Canon. And why are they almost as good? Because with my iPhone, I take them more casually. And they're really quite good, quite nice. And for the uses that I have for them, using them in the gist and using them for the publications and using them for our archives for the Universe of Healing, they're very excellent. Now, take those little items together. The computer itself is not a very large thing. It's maybe 16 inches by 12 inches by 1 inch. And then if I want a keyboard, that's another 5 inches by 10 inches by half an inch. And a mouse, that's maybe 4 inches by 3 inches by half an inch, by 1 inch. Now, that doesn't take much room at all. And put those things in there. Of course, you need to have your cords and your plugs. But put those things in your suitcase, and it just covers one little tiny corner of your suitcase. Now, but you haven't taken clothing. Yes, that's right. So you take clothing. So you take a suit coat. And you wear a sport coat. You're not going to do anything formal. You haven't worn a formal suit for a long time. Every place you go, you're informal. Okay, so then you take dressy-looking sport shirts that look charming and beautiful, and that look very proper under any circumstance. And then you take along a pair of socks or two, and you take along for how many days you're going to go. You're going to be gone 7 days, take along 7 pairs of socks. That day takes no room at all. And you take along shorts, and you take along T-shirts. And you take along 2 or 3 pairs of trousers. And so, again, your suitcase is only maybe half full. And then you take along a sweater because it might be chilly. Well, now, you say, well, I'd like to have a sweatshirt, I'd like to have this. Well, hey, you're not going to take along your entire closet. Just take along simple little things. Now, you forgot your shaving gear and so forth. Okay. So instead of a lot of shaving materials, you take along your electric razor, you take along your toothbrush and toothpaste, and let's see, what else do you need? Well, you don't use creams, you don't use ointments, you don't use a lot of other things, so you don't use them at home, so why take them along? Okay, so now that's all taken care of. Now you have your vitamins. Well, that only takes a little tiny space too. So you've got all these things together, and you take them along. Now, when you arrive at where you're going, you open your suitcase, and you take your things out. Now, instead of needing a whole closet to put things in, you need just maybe about 3 inches in a closet, or a dresser drawer, or leave them in the suitcase. And when you take them out to wear them, they are wrinkle-free clothing. You just shake it and put it on, and you look very fine. Now, why are we spending so much time talking about what we take on a trip and why we always take excess things on a trip? Well, what are you going to talk about on your trip? Oh, yes. You probably should take along a few notes, should take along a pencil and paper, should take along a few little things. Really? The more you take, the more you're not going to use. So, you cut yourself back to the nubbin, and you take very little, and everything you take is significant. Just as you do not see what other people are wearing, basically, unless they're wearing something outlandish, or unless they're wearing something that has become soiled and they haven't changed, you are unaware, and you don't care. You don't really care what another person is wearing or how they're reacting. And so it is with your audiences. So it is with the people that you meet and greet. They don't care what you're wearing. Sometimes we'll buy a whole new wardrobe to take along, and we think, my, don't we look beautiful. And we don't realize that the clothing that we had before we bought the new wardrobe was just as charming and just as beautiful as anything we're taking along. And we think we're wearing new clothing on our trip, and the people on our trip, they have no idea whether those are clothing that we have had for years or whether it's something new. And they don't care. Now, why is it that people don't care what you wear? Why is it you don't care what other people wear? Every one of us is so in tune with ourselves that we live in our own special world, in our own special cabinet of understanding, And we really do not care what other people are doing, certainly not what they're wearing. That's perhaps the least of all. I know sometimes I'm talking to somebody and they'll say, "Oh, what are you doing? You put on that. Go put on something different." Well, if instead of seeing them wearing something that was not to your favor, you look at them and say, "Now that's an interesting costume. How beautiful, how thoughtful. Hey, you have such good taste." And you think their taste really is not really that good, but you are making yourself say it's good taste. And by the time you get done with your conversation with yourself and with them, they look good. Their clothing looks just fine. They may have a mismatch of something. They may be even mismatched in the socks. And it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Because it's our personality that shines through. If you were to go and hear a speaker speak, and you were to be more concerned about his clothing than you were about what he said, then that speaker better watch out, because he is a clothes horse and not a person who is presenting a philosophy or a topic that is going to turn you on. In my lifetime, I lecture everywhere. I speak everywhere, between colleges and universities and churches. I speak to auditoriums, and I speak to large groups and small groups. I speak to one person, I speak to a dozen, I speak to three people, I speak to 100. It makes no difference. Every person I speak to is to me the most beautiful, wonderful, magnificent person on earth, and I know, for a fact I know, they are not interested in what I'm wearing. Because if they are interested in what I'm wearing, I'm not getting my message across. I'm not getting my point of view across. I'm not teaching them what I believe, sharing with them what I believe. They are listening to my body, to my outer exterior self. They're not listening to the inner voice that should be coming through loud and clear with all the beautiful thoughts that are in me. If I spend more time in preparation for the outer, then the inner will never have a chance to come forth. The inner will never have a chance to be heard. And all the world will be watching me and listening to me with eyes, not ears, with appearances, not the reality. I must think about it for myself. And I have gone to the bookstore and bought some small suitcases, and then I bought one that's just a little bigger than the small suitcase. And of course, when I bought the one that was just a little bigger than the small suitcase, I filled it. In the small suitcase, I pretty well kept everything down to just it, and which is what I really intend to do. I have a lovely yellow plastic suitcase that is just perfect. It's got rollers, and I can shove it along, and it'll roll by itself and stand up on its own four legs, and it'll roll on the two. It's just beautiful. It has a lovely handle that's just perfectly designed for the measurement that I need. And when I keep my packing down to the minimum, not so speak the minimum, to whatever it is that I really will wear, then I am doing the most magnificent thing in the world. Now, some of my friends, like Gertrude in Switzerland, she says, "Well, leave some of your things here. Leave an extra suit here, an extra jacket here, an extra thing here." Well, I have done that. And every time I go anywhere, I take along things that I think I'm going to wear. And it doesn't happen to be those things that I left behind. And those things that I left behind are still there. They're tucked away somewhere in Gertrude's closet with all of her love and all of her caringness. But the thing is, I'm not going to wear it. I have what I take along with me, and I wear what I take along with me, and it's a joy. Now, yes, I sometimes think, well, I'll take along several pairs of shoes. Well, I don't need several pairs of shoes. I have shoes that I enjoy wearing. They're comfortable. I do not have feet that smell. I do not have feet that have problems. My feet are very comfortable, and one pair of shoes does just fine. I can wear them, and I don't need anything. I might take some slippers along, but that's only because I want to have something on my feet when I'm in the house. But then again, I could even take the slipper sock, and that works out just as well as slippers. I'm only going to wear them in the house or in a building, and they have the rubberized bottom to it and keeps you from slipping around. They're really quite lovely and quite beautiful and take almost no room at all. Why is it that we take on trips more than we'd ever begin to use at home? Well, we take on trips more than we ever begin to use at home because we think perhaps we might need it. Perhaps we might have a need for something like that. Perhaps it might come in handy. Perhaps, well now, if we create these perhapses, we may actually experience them. But take a check into your memory file of your trips and see how many of those perhapses that you actually use. Take a trip, and when you come home, make two piles. One pile from your clothing and so forth of the things that you used, and another pile of things you didn't use. Take another hand and look at the pile of things that you didn't use. It's two-thirds as large as the pile of things that you did use. Two-thirds. So really, we only are using maybe one-third of what we would normally take along on a trip. And we go through life like this. We burden ourselves with all sorts of appendages that we really do not need. I've been using an eye chart here and working on having my vision be strong. And whenever I sit down and start reading, I start reading and I don't have any glasses on. I don't need them. And then I see something's a little difficult to see. I put the glasses on and I leave them on. And then I become dependent on them. And then I take them off. Then I'll take out my iPhone. My iPhone with this very small type on it. It's probably 6.5, 7.5 point type. And I read that type perfectly well. And I shift between this and that. And then I go into the serif type. And the serif type becomes more difficult to read. The sans serif, without the little curlicues on it, the sans serif type is the simplest, most beautiful thing to read, and it is what most of the iPhone type is all about. When will we learn? When will we learn? The Germanic type has always been full of a lot of sans serifs, and it becomes very difficult to read as your eyes tire. But the thing is, when you train your eyes, with the sans serif type, without the serifs, and you train your eyes, not that you're training them, but you just relax and read. I'm walking the path, going around our meditation trails here at the mountain, at the monastery, and I take out my iPhone when it rings, and I look at it, I can see who's calling me. I can see what the number is. I can see all the details about it. And then they ask me a question, and then I click back and forth on my iPhone and go to my telephone book, my directory, and get the information they want, or I go into a program that they're asking a question about, and I've got it all right there. I have my email right there, and I can write email right from sitting on the meditation bench up there on top of the mountain and send it off on my iPhone. And true, I don't send long, lengthy messages. I send just simple things. But here we have everything. And it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And how wonderful it is. And how beautiful it is. And this is what life is all about. When we begin to depend more on who and what we are, and who we are inside, rather than the outer appearance that we have. The less attention we pay to our outer appearance, and the more attention we pay to our inner self, the more our inner self will shine forth, and no one will ever see the outer self, even though it's glorious and beautiful. No one will ever see it. And we, as we go through life, will take less and less baggage with us. We will cut down the needs of things that we think we have to have. We'll cut down all of the extraneous things that we have always felt were so important. And when we get done, we'll be like a woman with her handbag, and everything is in there. wouldn't it be like Mary Poppins? She takes out her bag, and out of her bag she has everything under the sun. Now, we don't need that, but we have everything under the sun. And just the simple things that we do, and that's all we need to do. Why do we take everything under the sun with us when we go places and never use it and bring it back home unused? Silly, isn't it? Think carefully who you are, what image you want to project, and then take two or three items that'll project that image and let all the rest behind. And in your medicine chest, take two or three items that you would normally use and let the rest be behind. And in all things that you do, limit yourself down to the very minimum, and you will find that everything in your life is beautiful and very good. Have a lovely day, my friends. It's wonderful sharing with you like this. And it's wonderful sharing with me, too. I love you. I love you. I love you.